feel it is necessary to move an agenda that I told the American people I would move. Something refreshing about coming off an election. Even more refreshing since we all got some sleep last night. But there's you go out and you make your case. And you tell the people, this is what I intend to do. And after hundreds of speeches and three debates and interviews and the whole process where you keep basically saying the same thing over and over again, that when you win, there is a feeling that the people have spoken and embraced your point of view. And that's what I intend to tell the Congress, that I made it clear what I intend to do as the president. Now let's work together. And the people made it clear what they wanted. Now let's work together. And it's one of the wonderful, it's like earning capital. You asked, do I feel free? Let me put it to you this way. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it for what I've told the people I'd spend it on. Like earning capital. You asked, do I feel free? Let me put it to you this way. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. And now I intend to spend it.
Hi, this is Brett Fawcett, and this is the post-election edition of Audio Lex Text. Today is Thursday, November 4th, and we've obviously had a couple of days to reflect on the election. If you've been listening to the first three Audio Lex Text syndicasts, you know that I spent the first part of this week, including the day before the election and the day of the election, acting as a poll monitor in Las Vegas, Nevada. The last time I checked in with a podcast, I told you I was going to the Kerry Victory Party. Well, there's not a lot more depressing than a whole bunch of people who think that they're headed to a victory party and, in fact, end up in just the opposite place. It was a pretty depressing place all around. But fortunately for us, and I guess optimists that we were, it did not get depressing until somewhere after midnight. Even as Ohio was coming in with almost 90% of the vote, the word on the floor of the Kerry election headquarters there in Nevada was that the 10% that was missing was Cleveland. And of course, had that been true, Kerry might have actually won, because Kerry was very big in Cleveland, as he was in all the major urban areas of the United States. But that rumor that was circulating throughout the floor obviously wasn't true. Bush won. I think I have more comfort in the fact that Bush won because I acted as a poll monitor. Had I not, I might have worried that something awful and nefarious and evil happened in the election process. Of course, I only sat at one poll for 12 hours, but the poll I sat at, people were doing an incredible job trying to make sure that we had a free and fair election. And you really can't extrapolate from an example of one, but that example of one did give me some confidence that the election was fair. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way I had hoped, but there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that Madonna Bush remix at the top of this Syndicast. I am going to maybe do a little bit more of that as I experiment around with this medium. I don't know that I'm going to do much more political blogging. I'll return LexText and the ICANN blog back to the relatively political-free area that it's been for the last 4 years. But I've enjoyed the last 4 days, or the last four Syndicasts, podcasts rather, and looking forward to doing more podcasting, though also looking forward equally to getting my mind on something other than politics. Thanks for listening, and I'll be checking in with another podcast in a couple of days. Bye-bye. Ha ha ha.